Up in the morning and in the field, breaking my back just to pay my bills. Love what I do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.
Welcome back, folks. This is Lloyd Creech II.
And this is Teresa Creech.
You're listening to Radio Hour with EKH on 104.9 FM, WSKV out of Stanton, Kentucky. Hope everybody's having a great summerish, fallish weekend.
Oh, it's fall. It's September. Summer is done.
That's, well, it's supposed to be close to 90, though.
No, 84 degrees, not humid. Summer is done. Gone.
The brisk mornings.
And then even the evenings. And I'm hibernating like a bear. When it's cooler in the evenings, I sleep deeper.
And stuff. Paul was texting me there earlier this week, and he goes, man, how you think about these mornings? I said, I love them. And stuff. I like the cooler weather. I do not like heat at all. But everybody pulling out the hoodies and the long sleeves and the pants and all that, and here I am still in the shorts and short sleeves, riding around in the Jeep with the windows down and stuff. I'm kind of polar bear-ish when it comes to weather like this. I'm good down to about 40 degrees, 45 degrees with the windows down. Then after that, it gets a little too brisk.
45 degrees with the windows down?
Yes.
It's a good thing nobody rides with you.
And stuff like that. Well, I ride by myself 90% of the time, so it's fine with me and stuff. Jordan was working with me the other day in the farm truck and stuff, which I have my window rolled down all the time. And he just kind of looked over at me, and I'm like, what? And he goes, ain't you cold? And I'm like, no, I'm not cold. And stuff. I'm sitting over here sweating and stuff. He says, well, I'm going to keep my window up for a little bit. And about an hour later, he finally rolled it down and stuff to get some air moving through the truck there and stuff. But it is definitely cooling down out there. Summer's pretty much over with for the most part.
The days are getting shorter now. Yeah. It's dark before 8 o'clock.
Yeah,
that's the thing I don't like about the cooler weather, is the short days.
Yeah.
And it's not really bad until November when the time changes, but when it's getting dark at like 6 o'clock, 5:30, I don't like that.
No,
because it looks like it's, you know, the day looks like it's half over when you wake up in the morning, and then you only have so many hours of daylight, and then it's dark.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. So I don't necessarily look forward to that. And also looking at the calendar over here, because they got all 12 months right to the right of us, and September is really close to December. I mean, I just, you know, I'm not going to overthink it this year for Christmas, though.
I looked at
I told Lloyd that his Christmas, he's going to be disappointed.
Yeah. Why is that?
Well, last year I got you an iPad. I didn't.
You won't be getting
the big ticket items for Christmas this year, unfortunately.
I don't get an exhaust for the Jeep, or
I'm afraid not. Not unless you're paying for it.
Daggone it. Well, we got the Powell County Fair going on this week. And then on the 23rd, you got the Clay City Ice Cream Social going on. And that's it for September. Now, October's a busy month as far as the events goes. You got the Pumpkin Festival, and you got Mount Sterling Court Days. You got the Woolly Worm Festival. Festivals are, you know, it's this time of year and stuff, the festivals are cool. They got Rod Run going on down in Tennessee this weekend and stuff. So you couldn't get me to go nowhere near Pigeon Forge this weekend and stuff with all the old cars and stuff. But, you know, that's a 3 or 4 day event going on down there. But I seen on Facebook the other day, the Kentucky State Parks, they got persimmon trees everywhere, and they cracked one open, and it's got two, you know, it's got spoons in it.
Is this something that you've seen on Facebook? It's the same picture that's been circulating for. Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. It's not.
It's the same picture that they've used for the last 10 years.
Well, it may be and stuff, but I was reading Old Farmer's Almanac, and then I had an old feller a couple weeks ago and stuff. He said, now, for every day that it is foggy in August and September, is how many days of snow? And if we do, we're going to be snowed in this year.
Because
it's already getting cooler. And we had a lot of foggy days. And even Wednesday morning, we had about 8 o'clock, the fog rolled into Camargo there. I was like, oh, man. You know, it's going to be 10, 11 o'clock before the fog rolls out. It only lasted about 45 minutes, which is good for me and stuff. Because when it gets foggy and stuff, it's kind of hard to work outside, especially going up and down the road so much and everything. But I had some rock hauled in Wednesday so I can get my road fixed on the farm. So I can finally get my hay out of the fields. And so that's what I plan on doing this week and next week, is trying to fix my road back up so I can get all the hay out of the fields and everything. And instead of doing a second cut, like I said back in spring, we're just going to bush hog it down and turn the cattle out on the bush hog ground and stuff, and give the hay fields a little bit of a rest and let them have some of that compost from the breaking down of the grass and everything, see if that don't help fields growing in a little bit. So we are doing that. The garden, yeah, count it as I got one snake plant that finally started growing about 2 weeks ago, and it is probably, I don't know, 14 inches long, and it looks like a snake. It's a little snake, but it is a snake gourd growing. And then I checked my other gourds, and I have another gourd growing that I'd forgotten about, and it's a birdhouse gourd. And so it is growing stuff.
So the loofah gourds did nothing?
The loofah gourds did absolutely nothing this year. Tomato plants have already tomatoed out. I have some of those little yellow pear tomatoes left.
Those are sweet.
And were they sweet?
I had never had one before. They're sweet.
And I got a couple of those left. And then I had extra pumpkin plants left over from a couple months ago. And so I threw one out into the front yard of the house there in Camargo, and it did nothing for two and a half months. Well, now it's decided, hey, I'm going to grow a little bit. And it's about 6 feet long, and it's got five or six blooms on it and stuff. They won't be in time. They won't be ready by, you know, Halloween. Or anything.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to just let it grow, mow around it and everything, just to see what it can do. It don't get a whole lot of sunshine because of the way the trees and the way the trailer sits and stuff there at the farm. But I'm going to let it do what it can do and stuff, just to see what we... And they are supposed to be 100-pound pumpkins is what they're called. So they're supposed to be huge and everything, but I don't see any
pumpkins. I'd say to get them 100 pounds, you have to be watering them pretty sufficiently on a daily basis.
And with the forecast, they ain't giving no rain for at least 15 days. So.
Well, and this is fall time. It should be the dry time of the year, you know. Leaves are starting to change. I've noticed that. Those burning bushes, you know, that turn really bright red in the fall time, they're starting to change. It's just, I always know that the seasons are getting ready to change because of the neighbor's tree. The top of it will start getting like a light green, and then it's yellow, and then it moves its way down.
They have a water maple in the front yard of their house, and the very tip top of it turns yellow, and that's the very first tree to go when it starts getting to fall and stuff.
But then I noticed some leaves. My desk in the kitchen, I work from home, so it looks out over our backyard, but then you can see across the road and the property across there. And I noticed a lot of, I don't know if it was because it was particularly windy that day, but leaves are starting to fall. I don't know. It's like you look forward to fall. I love fall, but fall does not last no time.
Fall, and then it's succeeded by winter, and winter lasts forever.
I mean, I like the change in seasons, though. Uh-huh. I like winter in December. That's about it. but in Kentucky, we don't tend to get our real winter weather until January, February, March. March is one of those months where in February you can have some days in the 60s and you're like, ooh, spring. And then March hits and then it smacks you upside the head and you're like, nope, you're in Kentucky. Uh-huh. It's the dead of winter. So, but it makes you appreciate. So, our garden was a bust this year.
It is.
I'm going to
re-heal it and redo all that like I did this year. Only next year I'm using the cloth and stuff. I'm going to go ahead and order it and get it in so I have it for next year.
But if you think about it, though, unless you are really using what you're getting out of your garden, mm-hmm. why put the garden out? Like, because we did spaghetti sauce last year. We never got it.
Yeah.
And it's probably not good now.
No, it's good. It's in an insulated building, so yeah, it's good.
Oh, okay. Well, we never used it. And I have pickles. When I learned, his Aunt Susie taught me how to can pickles at home, because you don't have to have a pressure cooker for that. You can do that at home. And so, buddy, I went to town making bread and butter pickles. Well, they've been sitting in the house now for 2 or 3 years, and they have to be thrown out. I can't find my time to get around to doing that.
Uh-huh. We've been saying we're going to do that every weekend for the last 5 weekends, and we've still yet to do that.
Honey, the last weekend didn't even happen. That was not a weekend. I don't have weekends, because that implies that there's an end to something.
Yeah.
It just feels like it just goes.
Uh-huh. 7 days a week.
7 days a week. Still waiting for my weekend.
Still waiting. Yeah, still waiting for the weekend stuff. It is, and you know, life happens and stuff. Everybody gets busy and stuff, and you know, everybody's like, hey, in the fall we'll be slowing down, and no, not happening.
Yeah, and I'm gonna make a point to. We have this nice, beautiful pavilion in the backyard. I have not been in the backyard, I don't think, not once in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it's like today, I was like, oh, I'm going to take some time off, and I'm going to go sit back there for about 20 or 30 minutes. No, I'm not either, because I have to take the laundry out of the washer and put it in the dryer.
Yeah.
You know, so it's just, you have to make time. Hopefully we have some time, though. We have some fun stuff coming up. We're going camping.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we got a camping trip planned and everything. And
going to West Virginia.
Going to West Virginia, and we got some cool stuff coming up. But it is, you know, with mom and everything in the store and stuff, got all that figured out now and stuff. So it's starting to slow down on that end. And it is starting to slow down a little bit as far as other workloads and everything.
It's a busy time of year, though. There's so much to do. You have all these festivals.
Uh-huh.
You know, people want to be getting out while they can because they know... bad weather's a coming eventually.
Yeah.
And then, you know, leading up to Christmas, and you're shopping and getting everything, and then it's like Christmas is over, and then you have January.
Uh-huh. And January, there's just
is the longest. There's not. I mean, the daylight's short.
Uh-huh.
I guess I can foresee a whole lot of the, like, supernatural workouts. Uh-huh. Might be doing those twice a day instead of once a day. You know, fun stuff to do on the inside of the house.
Yeah.
I do have a project for this winter, though, that will keep us busy.
What's that?
I want to repaint the laundry room, and I want my folding table.
Uh-huh. And stuff. So that's the only room in our house that we have not touched anywhere.
Well, you mean we haven't painted it or nothing?
Yeah, haven't painted it, haven't done anything since we moved into it. And so we are going to paint it this round. I'm going to build a folding table that goes in there so she can fold the laundry inside the laundry room and have space for storage and all that. So stay tuned on the home front for...
Always projects.
Always.
I mean, I have like a list of things, like, you know, the ceiling in the living room.
Uh-huh.
We won't be getting to that this year.
Yeah.
I'd wanted to, but... not happening this year. So there's always stuff to be done. Want to repaint the other bathroom. It's peachy looking now that we changed the light bulbs. it's like, oh my gosh, this looks like something from 16 candles. It's just not good. So we're going to be repainting that bathroom at some point this winter.
We was in Lowe's the other day, and Teresa goes, what kind of light bulbs are in the bathrooms? And I'm like, it's a standard base light bulb. It's just got a big bulb on it and stuff. And so what do we pick? 30 watt, 40 watt?
No, they're 40 watt, but they're the high def. So, like, they're really, the lot is really pretty. But then you really notice, like, the paint color that you have selected. And then you're like, what was we thinking? It was the second room I think we had painted, so. Yeah. I don't know, but painting is, you know, I've been there for 9 years in November, so, you know, I've had that paint color in there. At some point, no time soon, but at some point, the living room will probably have to be painted because the green is starting to outlive its, you know, it was just, it's a really pretty, it's hard to explain. It is. It's not kind of like an olive green color, kind of, not quite as... Yeah. A little brighter than olive green, but I don't know.
Yeah, it is pretty color, though. I mean, it's not overbearing, and it's not that schoolhouse green.
No, it's not grass green.
Yeah.
By no means.
And stuff, but it's still pretty color stuff. Cause when somebody says they got a green room, I can think of that green that they used in school, in elementary school, baby poop green. And stuff, and it's nowhere near that. So, but see, what else besides working, farming? It's about time to get cattle back up, and so we've been working on the work lots, trying to get everything weed-eated down. And I've had Jordan G working on that, and Jordan C is going to be working on that here in the next week. And then with that load of rock that came in on Wednesday, I'm going to put it around some of my gate entrances so the cows don't tromp up the mud going in and out of the work lots and stuff. Because there's one gate that they use quite a bit, and you cannot walk through it without you having mud up to your knees and everything, especially if it's wet any at all. So we'll be putting rock around some of our gates in the work lot and getting those cows up and getting the young ones off to the market, and so I don't have to feed them this winter.
You really are a jack of all trades.
Uh-huh.
You wear a lot of hats.
I do wear a lot of hats. I was thinking today and stuff, you know, I like technology and stuff, and I have this iPad that you got me for last Christmas, and I use it every day. I use this iPad every single day.
So it was I knew that you would. I knew that you would, so I was okay with.
Yeah, and so, but I wish there was a program I could have on there that I could show what I do on a daily basis.
But for whose purpose? You know what I mean? Like,
but for me to have record. Okay, I worked on this house on this day, and this is what I did, and then I had to go over here and do that.
Excel.
And, I don't have Excel on here.
Well, you can purchase it.
And so, it's just, you know, a record for me and stuff. And Jordan's like, well, that'd be pretty cool and stuff, because we can show where we've been and what jobs we hit on and stuff. Because I may do 10 or 15 jobs in a day.
Honey, I assure you that if you get on the Apple App Store, there's an app for that. There's probably 10 to 12 apps that will do just that.
Yeah.
You're just not looking.
Yeah, and it's more like a time card and stuff. So we spent this much time on the farm. We spent this much time on this house. We spent this much time at the store.
What you end up doing is spending all your time recording. I mean, this is what my this is what my day job wants me to do.
Uh-huh.
Accountable for everything I do. If I do something, I have to go somewhere and write a note about it.
Yeah.
As if they don't believe that the work is being done. Listen, in my line of work, if the work's not being done, you're going to have people telling you, because people will complain before they will give praises. Speaking on that, this is kind of off the topic. I had called one of my consultants yesterday. You know, she's like, thank you so much for this opportunity. This has been just the most wonderful experience. Now, I work in staffing. And if you have any experience working on the back scenes of staffing, you know that for every, I don't know, for every 100 disgruntled consultants, you get the one that really likes what you're doing for them.
Yeah.
And she was singing the praises, and she's like, I've never taken the time to. And I said, well, honey, don't you worry, because you're going to get a survey, and that will be a fine opportunity for you to put down everything that you like. It was just a breath of fresh air to talk to somebody who appreciates the work that goes into, and, you know, it was just really kind of nice. People, like, you know, everybody shops on Amazon for the most part. People are more apt to write what they don't like about something and won't take the time to write something good when they do like something. So, everybody's always reading reviews. So, if you can give a good review somewhere, my takeaway for today would be, you know, be that one consultant who is actually happy with their life. It was just so refreshing. I was like, oh, there's people that really do after 18 years.
Yeah. Stop talking about Amazon. I'm an addict.
Honey, Amazon. No. Okay, I don't know if Amazon offers this for everybody. I'm going to guess that they don't. I purchase so much from Amazon because, one, if it can be delivered to the house, I want it delivered to the house.
Yeah.
And two, you can't find a lot of the stuff that you want in the stores hardly anymore. So Amazon is a way of, you know, the way that we shop is very different.
Yeah.
But because my job is kind of changing, I'll use this as an example. Because my job is kind of changing, I'm going to have to be on the phone a whole lot more than I was before.
Yeah.
Before, it was a lot of email communication, but now they want to see phone calls. And understandable, but the headset that they want to provide me for these phone calls is crap. I mean, just awful. They broke, and then I had to go buy a pair, but they were the cheapest things ever. So I made an investment into some Bose noise-canceling headphones. There's a toddler in the house, so I have to have, you know, he's not always loud, but sometimes he is. And so I get on Amazon. They're not cheap. But Amazon, I guess because I'm such a valued consumer, will let me pay that $400 in, like, we'll bill you like $75 a month for 5 months or something like that, you know? Yeah. And I thought, I wonder if Amazon does this for everybody. But I don't think they do.
No, they don't.
And the only reason that they're doing that is because I spend too much money. It used to be Walmart. Now all my money goes to Amazon.
You sent Jeff Bezos.
I sent him to wherever he went.
You sent him to the assets.
I did, and I will continue to do it because it is convenient.
It is convenient.
And we live in small town America, so I'm really not wanting to go into Lexington. Don't know if anybody's been watching the news or not, but everybody's getting shot up there. So, you know, just not really safe to be going to Lexington.
Yeah, I understand that stuff. And that, you know, I was going to say, I can pull it up on my phone when I'm out in the middle of a cow pasture counting cows, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I need to order a part for my chainsaw.
So you ordered in the middle of the cow pasture?
Yeah, so I'm out in the middle or the back of the farm and stuff. My chainsaw broke, and I'm like, okay, there's not too many of these dealerships around here that sell that certain brand of chainsaw. And so I'm like, all right. So I went to the hardware store down the street, and they said, hey, we can have it here next week. And I'm like, I can't have it here next week. I need it here, you know.
You want it in 2 days. Like, you pay for your, and of course not everything's prime.
Yeah.
But now we expect it, oh, I'm going to need it in 2 days. That's why you go to Amazon.
Yeah. And so I got the part will be here, you know, Thursday a.m. and stuff. And I need my saw Thursday a.m. And so that's going to be awesome that I got the part coming when I need it, you know, need it here and stuff. If I had to go to the hardware store and they said, well, it could be, you know, it could be up to a week, if not 10 days. And I'm like,
it just kind of makes you wonder, though, what is it that Amazon can do that these other businesses can't?
Well, that I ordered some stuff for the store the other day. I ordered it on Friday, and Wednesday morning they confirmed my order and stuff. So Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It took them 5 or 6 days just to confirm the order and stuff. And then they sent me a tracking number And I'm like, okay, cool. I'll see, you know, that should get here sometime next week. And stuff. It took them 5 days to confirm the order and stuff. It's going to take them one to ship it. And stuff. I'm like, well, how's that possible and stuff? I was getting ready to call the people and stuff just to see if my order actually went through or not. But I was patient and stuff. God's teaching me patience mm-hmm. right now. So
if that don't work, I know another way that will teach you patience.
What's that? I'll take care of Bubby.
Let's go off on another tangent because I want to tell you about how my patience is growing. So in the mornings, I'll usually let him have his breakfast while he watches his cartoons. And he likes to sit in your recliner, so I put a towel down.
Yeah.
Well, I had given him that cup that I bought from Big Lots, which I will probably be throwing away. But it's like this little cup, and it has like a soft straw in it. And he'd had milk and, you know, his breakfast. Well, he decided to turn the cup upside down and squeeze on the straw. And he covered himself in milk and he covered your recliner in milk. No big deal. That's why I bought my little spot thing. So I went in there and I cleaned your chair. We're all good.
Yeah.
Later that afternoon for lunch, or I think it was snack, I give him some fruit juice. Fruit punch juice. It's for kids.
Yeah.
And not a lot of sugar. I want to add that because I don't like him to have a lot of sugar. So I get on a call. And I happen to look in the living room. I work from the kitchen. From my desk. I look into the living room and he has moved the baby gate, which is not actually secured to anything. I just prop it up because at one point in time, he would not move it. So it worked. Now, I don't know why I'm propping it up. It's really stupid because if he wants to come in the kitchen, he'll just, you know, pick it up, move it, and then he'll come in the kitchen. But I noticed that he's moved that at some point, and then I'm not seeing him in your chair, so I proceed to walk in there. His fruit juice is all over your chair. Some of it's on the recliner, most of it's on the recliner, and then some's on him, and then he got one of the cushions on the love seat, and then he covered almost an entire cushion on the couch. So then I had to get back out the spot remover and go through cleaning all of our furniture.
Yeah.
And this all happens in one day. The boy went through 3 pairs of pants. And I'm like, I can't get mad, but at the same time, it's like, sometimes life sucks. I feel like I clean all the time, all the time. I'm getting sick of cleaning, but it's just like so patient. So if you waiting for your packages is not giving you patience, you taking care of Bubby for, you know, X number of hours. That will give you patience. And then he looks at Mama. You okay? I'm sorry.
And he's awesome little boy. He has manners. We've taught him manners.
Says bless you when you sneeze. He can bless you, or
after we get done praying, he says amen.
Not every time, but sometimes he'll say amen. Or my favorite is when he says thank you, welcome. Thank you, welcome. He don't even give you a chance to say welcome. He just says thank you, welcome.
And stuff. But he can come off with some pretty good words there from time to time. And he's right there at that point now to where he's doing a big word drop and stuff. So he's saying a lot of new words.
But he wants to string them all together. And then when you don't understand him, he gets frustrated. And you just got to be like, one word at a time, bub. One word at a time. But for the most part, he's going to get his point across.
Yeah. Now, we had a wedding to go to over the weekend. And so we had dinner on Friday night, was it? And he goes,
he was running along the tables and he was reading the numbers off of the tables.
Yeah. 8, 9, 7, 5, 3, 1, 7. The fours were sevens to him for some reason. He knows all his numbers really well. And there, towards the end of stuff, he's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and stuff. And we're like, no, the tables are 1, 3, 5, 7, something like that.
Yeah.
And stuff. And he goes, no, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. and stuff. He's learned, you know, the numbers should be in order. He don't understand.
He thought it was a game to run amongst the tables and read the numbers off. And Becky was just like, he's a baby. I said, well, he's almost three.
Yeah.
But
he knows his numbers and most of his letters already and everything. And
then on Saturday, who was it that asked me? Uh-huh. Was it Jimmy? Somebody asked me, well, where's Bub? No, we're not trying to take pictures at a wedding and chase the toddler. That's not happening. It's the longest I've ever been away from him. That was a long day.
Yeah, it was a long day.
But, you know, going back to the you wearing different hats, you parked a little.
I was a photography assistant, a parking attendant,
a wedding coordinator.
I helped some of the guys get dressed.
Yeah, you were a valet.
Yeah, valet. I did a lot of hats that day.
So. You did. That was the very first wedding I have ever
taken
pictures for.
Yeah. And she did an awesome job, and the pictures turned out awesome.
Honey, you say pictures as if they're done.
Well, they will be one of these days. It might take a week or two.
Honey, it might take four or five.
And stuff. But she got a lot of pictures, and so she did an awesome job. She's her own worst critic. But I'm here to tell you, she did a really awesome job and stuff. So
that's a whole different beast.
That workout she's been doing and stuff.
Oh, the supernatural.
Yeah, you talked about it last week on the last time on the show and everything, but she's been doing this workout and you can really tell a difference in her and stuff. So she's got, you know, more energy and stuff.
Yeah, while I'm doing it until the next morning and I'm walking like a little old lady.
She used to make fun of me because my back hurts a lot and stuff because I do a lot of heavy lifting and everything. And so when I get off the couch, it's not get up and take off like a, you know, 15-year-old and stuff. It's get up real slowly and take that first step. And after the first step, you're good to go and stuff. But now she's understanding this because now she's sore.
No, honey, it's like squatting from, and when you're doing it, you're like, oh, this is fun. Then you got to wake up the next morning to pee, but you have to wait for your body to kind of warm up so that you can get going to go to the bathroom. It's fun though. I'm still doing it. I'm still paying. I mean, it's $20-some dollars a month, but
she and you can tell she's toning up and stuff. She's not losing pounds yet.
No, I haven't lost the first pound, and I'm like, why am I doing this to myself?
But she is toning up, so you can tell a big difference from this workout she's doing and everything. So keep going. Good job.
Thank you.
Keep up.
While he's asleep. Because I'm normally finished. Like, he gets home from closing the store, and I'm on the second part of the workout.
Yeah. She actually is doing boxing.
Boxing's fun.
And stuff. So if you do not hear from me again for some reason and stuff,
Mama done knocked him out.
Yeah, Mama done knocked me out. So
I don't know. I really don't. I mean, I don't know. Boxing's fun. Boxing gets your heart rate up. So, some of the areas that I've noticed without even like seeing, they call them non-scale victories. You know, things that you notice. Like when doing the wedding, you know, that was like 8 hours of taking pictures or whatnot. I don't know that I would have necessarily been able to have done that and not been, I mean, I'd have been a lot more tired. Then, because you don't sit down, you are, you know, you're there everywhere.
Be on the spot all the time.
Yeah, my Apple Watch, they have a companion app for Supernatural that tracks your heart rate, so that when you're doing, it's like, if you don't know about Supernatural, it's a virtual reality. It's a subscription. You have to have a VR headset in order to do it, but the subscription is for Supernatural, and they have three levels of intensity, low, medium, and high, and they are workouts. They have flow, which is like longer movements cutting through the targets, and then they have boxing, and the boxing is like uppercuts and jabs and, you know, ducking and all that. But the workouts are set to music, and the targets that you hit are set to the beat of the music. And so that's what makes it so fun. And at the end of each song, so your workouts, depending on what kind of workout it is, you know, it could only have one or two songs, or it could have 12 to 14 songs. But at the end of each song, it'll give you, you know, how accurate were you with the targets, your power is, if you're, you know, how you're hitting them and everything. But with the companion app tracking your heart rate, it will show you what your heart rate is in like three different, like, it green is obviously where you want to be, but then yellow, orange, red. When I started this and I started doing the boxing, my heart rate was going like 160s, 170. I mean, it was in the red. But now I've noticed since after doing it for a little over a month that now it's only getting up into that upper 150 range, 159. So the cardiovascular health is getting better.
Yeah. And stuff. I can tell a different stuff. I know you can tell a difference in it and stuff. So, and especially like you said, during the wedding and everything, you know, it give you a little bit more energy.
I mean, it's not going to help me none. Well, yeah. I mean, or more, what's the word? Not so much energy, because COVID zapped me of energy.
Yeah.
Never came back after COVID for some reason. Stamina?
Yeah.
You know, to be able to, yeah. So, I mean, I think anything that you do, and before I wasn't doing nothing. So the fact that I'm doing 45 minutes to an hour 5 days a week.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So big difference. And she keeps on saying, well, I don't see it. And I keep on trying to keep on encouraging her and stuff, because I see it. I can tell it and stuff. So.
And here I'm thinking about a blizzard after we get done. It might run for a couple of days. I think I'm going to have one.
Well, you can't, you know, just quit eating and everything.
No, I mean, no. Right. I mean, I ain't good anyway, so blizzard every now and then is not going to hurt nothing. But
life is too short to
not live enjoy with. Blizzards.
Yeah. That's that. We got all those frosty coupons for that adoption.
For Bub.
Yeah, for the Bub the other day. So the Junior Frosties and everything, so. We can live large every now and then.
We can live large. I think for me, it's just kind of like something happened. You turn 40 and it's like, okay, you know, what you do now is really going to impact, could have a profound impact later on in life. And, you know, Damon's 2.5.
Yeah.
Going to be 3. And so he still has a whole lot of his, like, inner, I mean, like, his childhood in front of him. Yeah. And, you know, we're still his foster parents.
Yeah. And but, see, one thing he enjoys more than anything is when I get down to the floor and get on all fours.
Oh, and when he climbs up your back because he thinks
I'm a bull or a horse or something.
He
like
does.
That.
He giggles. He gets the biggest tick. You know, he gets so tickled out of just, but you're going to have to be able to do certain things that.
And so, and I enjoy playing with him and stuff. So I make sure that I can, you know, get down on the floor, and it hurts from time to time, the old knees and stuff. I've had hickeys on my kneecaps from spinning around on carpet, but it makes him happy. So I make sure I do that. And stuff. I don't want to be one of these dads and stuff that, you know, you're so tired from coming home from work and everything and stuff and not being able to play
but
with the kids. But
some of that is going to be natural anyways. I mean, you know, unfortunately, we are not going to have the energy of somebody 20 years our junior when it comes to small kids. And so, in a way, I wonder if maybe he's always going to seem a little bit older because he lives with two old people. We're not old.
Speak for yourself.
Okay, honey, you come home from closing the store, and within 10 minutes of being in the recliner, you are asleep.
Yes, that is about 9:30 at night, and I've been up since 5:30 that morning and stuff. So it's been a long day.
But we already, you know, old enough to be the parents of the parents of the, you know, we're going to have to come up with something, you know, snappy for him to say when his friends are like, why are your parents so old?
Because they're rad that way.
Rad?
Yeah.
That's what we're going to say, yeah, rad?
Rad.
Okay. That doesn't give away your age at all.
Dude.
You're not helping yourself, not one bit.
I don't care what other people, I've always said,
I know. But there, you do get kind of tired a little bit late. I mean, like, come on now. You don't have the energy you did when you were in your 20s.
No, I don't and stuff. But I also work.
Honey, you're not the only one.
Smarter and not harder in my 40s, too. And stuff. Used to, if I needed something from town, I'd go to town, get it, come back, go to work. Need something else from town, go get it, come back, you know. Now, while I'm in town and stuff, I go, okay, I need this, this, and this. And so I get it and then go back to work, and then I don't have to take a break the rest of the day and stuff. I mean, you just work a little bit smarter and not all that hard and stuff. That's just the way it is. You think you look at things at a different spectrum than you do when you're younger and stuff. So, but that's just the way it is.
Where does this reasoning come in play?
What do you mean?
With your laundry.
If you need me to do my laundry, I'll do my laundry.
No. I'll do your laundry, but I'm just thinking that shirt that's laying on the nightstand. Well, you're going to go to the laundry room at some point in the day.
I do, but it will sit there.
No. It'll sit there. And then it'll sit there, and it'll sit there, and it'll sit there.
On my nightstand.
On your nightstand. Sometimes you take your shirt off, put it on your nightstand, and just kind of sits there. You wait for it to grow legs and walk itself to the hamper.
No, I take my clothes to the hamper every single morning.
I'm just giving you a hard time, but sometimes, or like I'm like, Lloyd, your sleep clothes, hang them up on a hanger for me, please.
Now, I am bad about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And stuff. I confess about that. I am very bad about
that. I mean, because it's like, you know, yeah, you want to work smarter, but nobody told my dishes to work smarter.
Because I wash
dishes, and then I'll just sit there, and then within 10 minutes of getting the dishes done, there's like 3 or 4 dishes that are already in the sink waiting for me the next time. It's the same thing with laundry. There's something wrong with our house.
No, there ain't nothing wrong with
it. I get it done.
And she goes, oh, can you start by in the mornings by changing clothes
yes,
on the other
honey,
side of the house?
This is not... Nobody wants to be woke up in the morning. You have an entire house to take your 3 hours of changing all of the stuff you keep in your pockets in one pair of shorts.
It takes me 5 minutes. After I get out of the shower and shave.
That's rude.
And stuff, I go to the bedroom and stuff. I put my clothes on. I change them over and I wear shorts.
But you
shower. It don't take that long.
We use the big bathroom in the house, right?
Uh-huh.
That's the opposite side from our bedroom.
Uh-huh.
So, like, you have all that space to put your clothes on, but no, you got to come in the bedroom, you got to turn the overhead light on, you got to drop 3 or 4 things, and it's just kind of like, dude, I didn't go to bed till 2:30 in the morning, and now I'm like, how long does it take you to put the 20 pounds of stuff in your pockets and your other shorts? So we're gonna compromise, okay?
Alright, how are we going to compromise?
Before you go to bed at night, I need you to make the transition of all the stuff you feel like you have to have on you all the time. It's like a security blanket for adults. I need you to switch it over before you go to bed. That way, all you gotta do is jump in them. So you... Because
this is coming from the person, when I'm ready to go, I go over to her side of the bed. And I usually tickle
and
her
you
feet.
Know, yeah, and you know why?
To wake her up.
Honey, I work a 40 to 50 hour a week job while taking care of a toddler and taking care of all the stuff in the house. And I probably would not be all like this in the morning because I'd be asleep.
And stuff.
Somebody didn't wake me up because...
So from now on, I'll go get ready in the bathroom. And then
just come in and say goodbye.
Well, I'm still going to wake you up.
No, you're not.
So what's the difference of me waking you up then and 5 minutes before?
Because that's like a 3-second kiss you, love you, be careful, bye. when you change over from yesterday's britches to tomorrow's today's britches,
yeah, it takes a whole 5 minutes.
Five minutes to you because you're wide awake, but to the person over here that's near death, I operate so tired. It's like it takes 2 weeks. The light goes on.
Here, then I walk into the bedroom, and if the light switch ain't already on, because we like to run the fan at night and stuff. So here I am. I got to flip the light switch on. And so the light's already turned off, but the fan's on.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am in the stark naked, swiping at this chain at the ceiling, trying to find that light switch.
Honey, I got your fix right here. Just don't get dressed in the bedroom.
But I still have to come wake you up. Do you not want me to wake you up at
all? No, you can say goodbye to me, but I don't have to hear. Okay, well, I gotta take the belt off, but there's like 40 different things attached to the belt that we gotta take them off and then get them back on. And then listen. And then like you carry more change and listen. All these signs that you see at Kroger. Oh, because this is the one day he's not carrying 30 pounds of change on him. Yeah, uh-huh.
Let's see, no. There's 2 quarters, 2 dimes, a nickel, and 3 pennies,
you are so,
3 screws.
Listen, you are so full of it. This
6 screws. That took a whole second to come out of my pocket.
You are lying. You lie. That is not... This is not a normal day.
It is a normal day.
It's not a normal day.
That is a normal... I got 4 wood screws, a drywall screw, and a machine screw that goes into a refrigerator.
Listen,
2 quarters, 2 dimes, a nickel, and 4 pennies.
Honey, no. Okay, first of all...
And it took a whole second to come out of a pocket, so it's going to take a whole second to go into a pocket.
I do your laundry, and I know that you carry more than this. This just happens to be the one day that you are not carrying your security blanket. You will have so much... All these signs that you see at Kroger.
What signs?
How something about there being a coin shortage. Honey, I'm here to tell you that that's BS because my husband, a third of his weight is in the change that he typically, not today, carries in his pockets. So, if you need change, I will hook you up. And this is a telltale sign that you are married to a farmer.
What is that?
During hay season, do you know what I take out of my lint trap?
What's that?
Hay. Well, you know what I find in my washing machine?
What?
Screws.
Do you?
Yes.
I normally get all them out of my pockets.
It's so funny. You know, most women, they see random numbers written on a cigarette pack, and they get all worked up because, oh, my man's a cheat. Not my man. He's a writing down measurements or...
Part numbers.
I mean... Just kind of telltale. So this is like, yeah, if this is all you're switching out, but honey, this is not the day. is this day one on those shorts?
No, this is. I just put these on today.
He wonders. Yeah, so it's day one of those shorts. You usually wear your shorts about 2 to 3 days.
No,
it should only be
2 days.
2 days.
2 days.
Okay. But when he makes the transition, this is not it. This is lies. This is lies. And you know it.
See how quick that come out?
Yeah, I seen.
2 seconds tops, I mean. Ba-boom. And so he goes, boom, right back into the other pair of shorts.
No, honey, because then it's like, okay, well, I got everything back on the belt. And it's like, my eyes are closed and I'm half asleep during this process, but I can still hear it going on in the background. It's like the background music or background noise when people keep their TVs on.
That's another, I don't watch TV before I go to work. I don't turn the radio on.
No.
That stuff, so.
But if you did, you could get dressed in the living room.
Why would somebody want to do that for
you? Who wants the overhead light turned on?
I'll just tell Alexa to turn our room on. Then you got two lights coming on instead of one.
I'd almost prefer that than I would the overhead light. Just tell her to turn your light on. Alexa, turn on Lloyd's bed.
But the first person I will talk to in the morning is not a computer.
Why? She turns the lights on.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk to a computer first thing in the morning.
I mean, like, somebody needs to, like, go around and interview, like, 100 people, 100 married people, because we all have our little things. Like, for the longest time, I told him, if you're going to turn that overhead light on, turn it off.
I do turn it off.
I can't reach it without crawling up on the bed to pull the chain.
At least you can see the chain to pull. I can't even see the chain to pull. I'm sitting there swatting it like a bee or something or other, trying to find this thing in the air and stuff.
Somebody take up an offering of some money to buy this man a flashlight. Or you could just walk in the room and say, Alexa, turn on Lloyd's bed. Okay, do you mean Lloyd's light? No, Lloyd's bed. Our smart light bulbs are not so smart.
So then you're fighting with Alexa and stuff. To just turn on
the
damn
light. Then you're getting
mad.
I know. Then you're sitting there yelling at Alexa. And then poor Bubby, he just thinks it's the coolest thing that you can talk to Alexa and tell it to turn off lights. But now she understands him.
Yeah, yeah.
So the other day, he was trying to tell it to do something, and some kind of music started playing for no reason. I was like, you're going to put all your stuff back in? Cool. Let's have this same conversation next time.
Okay.
You're going to keep your pockets light. I don't understand why I can't keep my pants on. It has nothing to do with the 40 pounds of stuff that I hang off of them.
I do have four sets of keys that I have to keep with
there
me.
There was only
the
two there.
Yeah, I got two in this other pocket.
Oh, you lie.
No, I said in one pocket.
You lie. No.
What?
It only took me 2 seconds. Yes.
Right
here we come right now.
That took another second right there. So that was 3 seconds to undo two pockets.
Okay, when you're half asleep. That's all I hear.
There's two sets of keys, a MacGyver knife, and
we
an extra lighter.
Believe it or not, I think we still do love each other. We've been married for almost 7 years.
Yeah.
We've been together for 10.
Yeah.
Nine.
Nine?
No, 10.
Has it been that long?
Going on 10. Over 9. Going on 10.
So I'll just say 10. It's a good round number.
Okay.
See, that took 3 seconds.
Yeah, but when we were having...
Yeah, I was working on a chainsaw before I came home, so it's got a little bit of gas on it there.
Listen, as we were having that conversation, and you only taken out half, see? Lies.
No, it took 3 seconds to unload two pockets.
Yes, but then you have to put it all back into the other pocket.
Which takes another 3 seconds.
Where's your keys?
Huh? Right there, you got two pockets.
It's the change that gets me. It's the random quarter that hits the floor, or the pocket knife that falls out, or when you're like, okay, I just want to sleep. And all you hear is.
And then when I wake her up, I tickle her feet on purpose because that really just makes her.
Honey, you should
up.
Not do that because when they start adding the knee targets, you might get kicked.
And stuff. So I tickle her feet and she really hates that stuff. So that's what I make sure I do every morning is tickle her feet. And then she like wakes up. And then it's like trying to kiss, what's the piano player?
Stevie Wonder.
Stevie Wonder and stuff. Trying to kiss her.
Because I'm like half asleep with one eye open. It's like.
I can barely get one eye open and stuff. It's usually still...
Because I'm exhausted. Exhausted. I go to bed at 2.
Well, I fall asleep at 10. And then you wake me up at 1 to go to bed. So it's like me waking you up in the mornings. And then you getting up at 1.
Honey, if I leave you in the living room like I have a couple times, you get Charlie horses that put you in the middle of the floor.
Yes, I do.
So I have to wake you up.
Uh-huh.
But I'm going to wake you up with my keys from now on.
Go right ahead. Because there's one thing I know about you. You don't carry keys on you.
I don't carry nothing on me. Listen, nothing goes in my pockets. I can't stand to have nothing. Every now and... Oh, speaking of things in your pockets.
What's that? What do you think of now?
Bub took a nap. What day was it? Well, put him down for a nap, but he didn't. He decided he didn't want a nap. No, he did for like 20 minutes. Sunday. And he has the Melissa and Doug... It's like a little barn, but it has like pieces that fit in the openings.
Yeah, yeah. The farmer, the dog, farmer, sheep.
And so he had the farmer laying in his bed. And so after I laid him down so he wouldn't see it, I grabbed it, put it in my back pocket. And then I went, and so he's a nap, and he falls asleep. And I'm like, I'm going to take this an opportunity to give me a little cat nap. And I don't know, where was I? Gone into the bathroom or something, and the farmer fell out of my pants. And I got so tickled, and I went in the living room. I said, Lloyd, I said, I've got something pretty serious to tell you. And he's like, what's that? I said, apparently been sleeping with another farmer. He's about this tall. Oh, the bad jokes.
Yeah, yeah. We'll just leave that there. Just leave it alone. So, just leave
it. Just random, and I don't know. Like, if you have a toddler in the house, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You just the stuff that you find in the strangest of places. I went in there to vacuum the living room today. I found half of Bub's... And I clean all the time, so we have a clean house.
Oh yeah,
I look down. I look down in the cup holder, and there's like half of a sausage and a couple pieces of eggs. Uh-huh. And I said, "Bub, is this where you store the food that you don't want, Mama?"
You found my hiding spot.
You found my hiding spot. There for the longest time, he'd bring me goldfish, and I didn't know where they were coming from. I gave him some goldfish today. He takes them and sticks them in the recliner.
Oh, does
and they're falling down. So when I vacuumed and moved your recliner, there was a whole sea of fish. Whole school of goldfish. He goes, goldfish. I said, found your spot.
Found your stash.
Found your stash.
So he's good for that, though. He has these little hiding spots and everything. And stuff. He hid the remote one time, and Teresa about flipped her wig.
No. That's not how that happened. Okay, he got a hold of the remote, which I keep away from him.
Oh, that's right. He threw it all behind the couch.
And so he had Thomas the Train, one of his dozen that he has, and it had... choo-chooed its way behind the love seat, and for the longest time you could hear it, but couldn't find it. Well, then all of a sudden, it's like on a Saturday or something, and we have one remote, and we can't control the TV without that remote. And the volume was really loud, so like I had just had it. I had changed. I'll go into the laundry room. And no, I think some time had passed or whatnot. But anyways, I needed to turn either the TV off or down or change it or something. And I couldn't find the remote nowhere.
Yeah.
And I'm like going all over the house. Well, because I'm really bad for picking something up. I'm going to do this and then sitting it down because I got to do something else, you know. And I couldn't find that remote nowhere. And so you come home, 1 o'clock in the afternoon. This is a Saturday, and I'm just like, I can't do it. I said, I just had it. It grew legs, and it walked off. It was just a moment. We are allowed our moments. Bubby had no clue. Having a moment.
Rationality about this was, okay, if I lose the remote, they'll find my train.
And he's not a lion, because where did we find the remote? He tossed it over the back of the love seat where the train was.
Yeah.
So when Lloyd found the remote...
I found the train.
He found the train.
That's tough. And that was his logic behind taking the remote. Hey, if I lose the remote, they'll find my train, too. That's tough, because we tore our house upside down, stuff looking for it, stuff. And then I looked behind the love seat and didn't see it. And stuff, but our love seat sticks out about 4 inches in the back, and it slid up in that 4-inch gap there, and stuff. And so then I went and turned the love seat over.
Which I can't do because it's a steel frame.
Yeah. And so I went over and stood it up there and stuff. There was the train, the balls.
He's like, Timmis?
Yeah.
He says, instead of Thomas, he says, Timmis? I was like, mm-hmm, Timmis.
And there's all the toys
meanwhile,
that we've not found in the last 30 days. So now we know where to look.
Yes. And we keep the remote away from him. You don't leave the room unless you have the remote.
Uh-huh.
We had not talked nothing about nothing homesteading related. But if you're married, well, there's all kinds of marriage-related material in this hour of entertainment.
But we're going to buy a longer chain for the overhead light.
Why? And we don't need it because you're going to change anywhere but in there.
Yeah, but everything's in there. My clothes are in there. My socks are in there. My drawers are in there. So if I get up and take a shower and everything, I'm going to have to turn the light on anyway to get my boxers and my socks out of the drawer. Except the last time I went in blindly and got boxers out of my drawer is when I grabbed those bikini boxers at
home. Honey, throw them away.
And
what'd you call them behind banana hammocks?
Banana hammocks. And you talking about the most uncomfortable thing to wear and stuff. But you know, you're trying to be all quiet and incognito.
Is that the underwear that you bought? Like, you'd always buy like brand new underwear and stuff when we went our honeymoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he comes out of the shower and he's like, I got the wrong underwear.
Yeah, you go in there and you go into a store and you're like, oh, there's my boxers and stuff.
So you grab them
and you throw them in the buggy. You go out, pay for them, take them home. Don't even think nothing about it and throw them in the drawer. No big deal and stuff. And then when you pull them out of the drawer and stuff, you're like, oh, damn, that's bikini underwear. You don't want that.
Then why don't you take them out of your drawer? And
well,
then you won't have to worry about that no more.
It's just a funny memory that every time you pull one of things out, you're like, oh no.
No, I have nothing to follow that up with.
All right, folks, that's the end of our show. I'm sorry about the homesteading part of it.
Oh, my goodness. Well, homesteading is all aspects of homesteading.
It is.
It doesn't have to be just
relationships
about...
relationships and all.
Yes. Yes, and you know the most important thing to your homestead? It's not a requirement, but if you have a partner in life, then we touch on all aspects.
Even getting dressed in the middle of the dark.
Well, we all have our, you know, things that the other person does that just gets on our nerves. I'm sure you don't like the fact that I always seem to be mopping the floor.
Don't bother me a bit. If you want to mop the floor, go ahead and mop the floor. Bubby sees you mop the floor so much that he wants to mop the floor with you. So,
do you know that's how I found him the other morning? He has a little Melissa and Doug like cleaning set. Cause listen, we don't make him clean. We try to teach him to pick up after himself.
Yeah.
You know, that's just good
etiquette.
Yeah, manners. And
morals, values.
He had woke. When I went in there to get him to, you know, get him ready for the day and everything, he was taking his broom and he was pushing it across the floor in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And then I said, are you cleaning? He goes, all done. All done. I was like, okay. So we hung it back up. So.
Yeah.
I mean, but you farm. You bring stuff in on the floors. I'm constantly cleaning the floors.
Yeah, but I always take my shoes off on the mat next to the door where the shoe rack is.
Yeah. I don't know. We'll just...
Yeah, we all have our little quirks and everything.
But the lies about the stuff in your pocket.
That's right there.
Yeah, this is all I've got. Oh, wait a second. I didn't tell you about this pocket.
No.
And these extra two. Honey, we got to go.
A pocket is a pocket. Two pockets is pockets with an S. A pocket with an S. Instead of what in your pocket? I showed you what was in my pocket. I didn't show you what was in my pockets. I'm getting the stare of death over here.
No.
She's going to use some of those boxing moves on me later.
I probably could. I won't do that. Uh-huh. Need your teeth.
You need my teeth or I need my teeth?
You need your teeth.
Oh, okay. Alrighty, folks, we are out of time for this week.
What? We hope that you learned something. If nothing, we hope that you laughed.
Yeah, have a good laugh on us. So we will try this again next week.
We will. I mean, don't know that I'll be with you during that show, but
why not?
I don't know. It's been harder for me to get in here to do this with you.
Yeah.
I can where I do where I can, though.
Yep. Alrighty, folks, everybody have a great, wonderful fall-like weekend.
Enjoy the weather outdoors if you can.
And stuff. Hope you get your hay done and stuff. There's a lot of dry days right here and stuff, so everybody can get their hay done, hopefully. And we'll see you next weekend.
Good Lord willing.
And so have a blessed work week and a blessed work weekend. And we'll see you later. So long.
Love and Lord, I do till the day I'm dead. I'll be working on my old homestead.